the feedback and performance outcomes from the field as beneficiaries of this training reform agenda, and urge you all to work hard to maintain and improve the standards set by your predecessors to enhance safety and security for socioeconomic development in our communities. In the light of this commitment, construction of additional infrastructure, such as lecture rooms, ultra-modern auditorium, and residential accommodation, is nearing completion at the academy. This is intended to improve teaching and learning and to adequately accommodate the increasing number of officers admitted to the academy. Also, the government continues to support the decentralization efforts of the formed police unit across the country. So far, over 122 bases have been established across the country. In addition to provision of motorbikes and related equipment of law enforcement, more mobilization of resources is ongoing to ensure these FPU bases are self-sustaining. It is also commendable to note the comprehensive reorganization, training, and decentralization of the cybercrime unit across all 25 regional police commands across the country, in line with its broader goals of modernizing the police to complement criminal investigations and also adequately tackle emerging threats in the digital space. Not only focusing on crime, but you have also maximized opportunities to expand and deepen decentralization of your criminal record clearance services across the 25 regional police commands this year within the overall framework of the Ghana Police Services transformational agenda aimed to improve police service delivery to the population. There is no doubt that the police have been a credible lead institution in the provision of internal security in the democratic journey of the country since independence, and their long experiences and professionalism will once again be called upon in the coming elections. As you graduate from here, much will be expected of you to support and maintain the long-standing professionalism in providing the needed security before, during, and after the elections in the communities that you will be deployed. The Ghana Police Service operates with a well-organized structure and effective communication channels, supported by a robust command and control system. As chairman of the Police Council, I am committed to fulfilling my constitutional role alongside the council team to ensure that the administrative and operational aspects of the service benefit both officers and citizens. In law enforcement, leadership marked by discipline, professionalism, and integrity is crucial for success and credibility. Fostering a culture based on these principles is not just a preference for the Ghana Police, it is a necessity to uphold public trust and respect. Dear officers, let's learn to respect our own rules and regulations, particularly by staying within the command structure in handling our grievances. Remember, you cannot find a solution if you discuss your work-related grievances in a chop bar or at a friend's party, when even the door to the office of the chairman of the police council is always open to you.